Sorry about that. Got ahead a little bit, but we're going to be there. And the Lord, I want you to know that the Lord laid this message on my heart. When He did, I tell you, the primary church that He had on my heart was Maranatha Baptist, the church that has been with us from the beginning, that has allowed us to go preach the gospel to Muslims in the Sahara Desert. A church family that has loved us and supported us and encouraged us and ministered to us from day one. And this is a message that I hope will be an encouragement to you, because basically it is a missionary letter. It is a missionary talking to some degree to a supporting church, the Church of Philippi. And it is the missionary Paul, and I would never even try to compare myself with the Apostle Paul. What a missionary. He was a sinner that was saved by the grace of God. But wow, what a great missionary he was. A missionary hero in my book. And but this is a man that was out preaching the gospel to the regions beyond. And he is writing back to tell a supporting church, a church that he had a part of planting, a church that he had built an awesome relationship with, a very close-knit relationship and fellowship. And he was writing back to tell this church, in essence, thank you. Thank you for the investment that you've made in my life that's allowed me to do what God's called me to do. And I just want to share a few thoughts here with you, church, tonight. I want to encourage you for your investment, not only in our life to go to Niger, but all your missionary families that are represented here. You could go down the line, the Maietas, and you could go to the Ibans, and on down the line. So many that you have invested in and are continually investing in, so that they can go to the regions beyond, and even right here in the United States of America, and preach the gospel. An investment worth making, and that you are doing that. And listen to what Paul says here. Give me 10 minutes and I'll share some thoughts with you that I think will help you and encourage you as you do the work of God right here in Shelby. Look what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and then verse 14. He said, "Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but what? Ye only. Ye only, he said. For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity." Now you're seeing a pattern. We're not just talking about a one-time gift. We're talking about a pattern of giving that this church was giving to Paul. Listen to verse 17. "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." Verse 18. "But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Let's pray together. Father, once again, we thank You. We thank You for Your love, Lord. We thank You for Jesus, our Savior. We thank You for God, the Holy Spirit, that indwells us, those that have believed upon Christ. Lord, we thank You for Your precious Holy Word. We thank You that it's complete. Lord, we thank You that it's living. Lord, we thank You for eternal life. And Lord, we thank You for this day that You've given us, this time frame to live for Your glory in such a wicked world, to represent the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank You, Lord, for what Maranatha has done and continues to do, to further Your glory in this state, to further Your glory in this country, and to further Your glory all over the world. God, thank You for what You're doing here. And we ask You to, Lord, please don't stop. Please continue to rain Your blessings upon this ministry as they do Your work, Lord. And we'll be very careful to thank You for what You do now. In Jesus' name, amen. We see here, again, the Apostle Paul is writing to thank them for their generous giving. We could call it here, this message, "Grateful for a Gracious Offering." Grateful for a gracious offering. It was indeed a gracious offering. And not only one offering, it was several. And not only offerings that he had sent, but even they had even sent people unto him. Epaphroditus, they sent with a gift, and they sent they really loved the Apostle Paul, and they got behind him and the work he was doing, the same thing you are doing for so many missionaries that have come through this church and are out doing the work of God right now. You're directly involved, and we see some distinction here. We see some characteristics about this offering, and number one, we see that the offering that they gave to the Apostle Paul, it was distinct. It was different. It had a distinction about it. Look what he says here. The language he uses at the end of verse 15. He says, No church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Wow. What is Paul saying there? He's saying that, church, I want to tell you something. I'm not trying to puff you up. Church of Philippi, I'm not trying to compare you with anybody else, but I want to tell you a fact. You have given to me like none other. You have supported me, and I can say this without a shadow of a doubt, and not to compare you with other churches, Maranatha, but you folks have given to us and invested to us more than any other church in the time that God has called us to Niger, from supporting us and going to the survey trip and on down the line. You have been faithful, church, and I just want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for your investment in our lives. Joanna says the same thing. We echo together what you have done in giving. And I know all your other missionary families would say the same thing as far as your faithful giving to them. There's a distinction about this, the giving of this church. Now, we're not going to compare ourselves with the church next door, the church down the street. No, that's not what I'm here to do tonight. But we know for a fact, and it's not an encouraging thought, but there are churches right here in this community that could care less about missions. There is no burden for the world. There is no vision to reaching the lost. Those nomadic tribes out in the desert, they could care less about. But friends, that has not been your case. You have been directly involved. You have partnered together with us. We have partnered together with you. We've been an extension of your ministry, and you have been directly involved in helping those poor nomadic people hear about the sweet, wonderful story of Jesus. And that is something to be encouraged about. And I just ask you, do not lose that. Please, would you not lose that distinction? Don't let it go by the wayside. Let God continually burden your heart for missions and continually to support more and be involved in helping God's work go forward. There was a distinction here, and Paul recognized that, and he wanted them to know about it. But not only it was distinct, but it also had dividends. It had dividends, eternal dividends. Look at this, what he says in verse 17. He says, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Paul, in essence, is saying here, listen, I'm thankful for your gift, but I'm not really focusing on your gift. It was a blessing. That we see that in Scripture. He was thankful. But he's saying, listen, I'm not putting the focus on the gift. I'm putting the focus on what fruit this gift has brought. What has been laid to your account? What account is he talking about? Whose account? Your account? My account? You know, everybody's got an account, evidently. Paul said your account. Maybe Maranatha has an account. Where is this account? No, I'm not talking about at the local Shelby Bank here, although most of us adults here have accounts at banks. But what he is talking about here is we're talking about an account that's in glory. An account that's in heaven, that every penny that you give, even young people, you may think, well, preacher, all I can give is a few dollars. Hey, listen, you know what? When you give to that, God recognizes that. And he honors that. And you know what? When you give out of the sincerity of your heart, no matter how much it is, you're giving out of the sincerity of your heart what you believe would honor the Lord, God is going to put that to your account. These young people in the Sahara Desert that are coming to Jesus Christ, these Muslim people that otherwise would not hear the gospel, that is going to your account. God is laying that upon your account as you are giving every penny. And can I tell you this? God does take account of every single penny. I believe that. Because we're not talking about paying for salvation here. We're talking about gifts that we give so that people can hear about Jesus Christ. God takes account. In fact, oh, I love the verse over in Hebrews chapter 6, but God says, I can't remember what verse it is, but God says, listen, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. God's not going to forget about what you're doing so that others can hear about His saving message. You're getting involved in doing that. There is dividends that are abounding to your account. Listen, I got this little, sometimes I even forget. That shows you how much I know about investments and stocks and whatnot. But I guess we have is IRA correct? Is that the right term? We got some little rinky-dink IRA. I'm hardly putting anything into it, but it's a retirement thing. And I'll tell you, I get a little printout every month. And I tell you, preacher, sometimes it's just discouraging. Because, man, that way that little graph goes, man, and lately it's been going do-do-do-do-do. I'm like, what in the world are we giving in this thing for? I'm not getting anything off of this. But praise God, when we give to eternal things, it never goes down. There's always a steady climb when we're investing in eternal things, when we have an eternal view in the area of reaching souls and helping missionaries. Hey, I'm telling you, there's a blessing here. Paul says, your offering, it has dividends. It has eternal dividends, and it is abounding to your account. And then thirdly, we see not only was it distinct and had a distinction, it had dividends, but thirdly, one of my favorite points here is that it was a delight. And who it was a delight to makes it all worth it. It was a delight to Almighty God. This offering, look what he says about it in verse 18. He says, but I have all and abound. Paul is talking about he's blessed. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. And what was it? What was this gift that the Philippians had given? Who was it a delight to? Who was it a blessing to? It says right here, it was an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing. The very offering that Paul is referring to here says that it was a delight to the Creator God. Listen, I don't know, church. I'm not trying to add to Scripture or anything, but from what I can tell in the verses I read, there is something mighty special that moves the heart of God, and that's giving. Giving. And I'm not just talking about financially, but that is a part of it. I'm talking about giving of ourselves for His glory. In fact, He set the greatest example, did He not? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God has set the ultimate example of giving. But boy, I'm telling you, what a delight the fact that when we give to missions. And I've been thankful to be involved in missions here at Maranatha. And even in my time in Charleston when I was at Northside, to see what missions actually does in helping change lives. I'm not against giving to humanitarian needs and different things like that. There's a place for that. But boy, there's just something about that when a soul is changed, when a life is changed, when an eternal destination is completely changed, there's no better investment in all the world, Maranatha. What a blessing, and to know that is a delight to God. And I believe there's a verse that Paul told Corinthians. He told something similar. He said, listen, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves it. He smiles upon when he sees his children get involved, and it delights him. And I believe, and again, I'm not trying to puff you up, church, but from what my experience in knowing what you have given since I've been going here, and since that's been since 2000, at least 2007, and I know many years before, and I pray many years to come, have given out of the abundance of your heart so that others could hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just encourage you, church, don't lose that distinction. Don't lose that burden. Don't lose that difference about you to see God glorified. And He's delighted. But then, lastly, I want us to see about this offering is that there was a special distribution. Now, I'm not talking about a distribution to Paul. I'm not even talking about the distribution that was to the people to whom Paul was ministering. I'm talking about a special distribution for the people that were giving. I believe God's blessings are on this church for many reasons, but one of the main ones, I believe, is because of their obedience and giving to missions. I believe it with all my heart, preacher. And I believe that that will continually be the case as you set your heart upon continuing and supporting missions. Because God has promised a special distribution for those that are being faithful in giving through their local church to worldwide missions. The Bible tells us. What is the promise? This is in the context of giving, church. Paul says, I'm thankful for your distinction, and I'm thankful for your gift, and I'm thankful that it's a delight to God, and I want you to know, church, get this, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What a promise. What a promise. But I believe that promise is conditional. I believe that is if you are giving to your local church. I believe that if you're faithfully tithing and you are faithfully giving to the missions program so that young people around the world and older people around the world like Chibbe you saw and little boys and girls, so that people like that can hear about the gospel, I'm telling you, God promises you when you get involved and helping people like that hear about the gospel message, He promises to meet your needs. And listen, I know the context here is financial in many ways, but listen, you better think of it in another context too, because it's true. It's just not your financial needs God will meet, but He will meet your spiritual needs. And I believe that is just as important, if not more important, is it not? Hey, what about the blessings upon your children? And the blessings upon your families, and the blessings upon your walk with God and the fullness of the Holy Ghost, and people, your witnessing power. What about the power of this church and the blessings of this church? God says He'll supply every single need. We got many needs, don't we, church? This church has many needs. God has opened up an awesome, effectual door for you in this merge. And man, I believe God's getting ready to open up even more doors through that. And you have many needs, church. But don't stop having your eternal view. Don't get distracted. Keep on keeping on. Investing in eternal things. I'm not sure when your missions conference is. You don't have to wait till then. But if you're not giving it for missions, and listen, I'm not talking about giving to me. I'm talking about missions generally speaking here tonight. If you're not giving, make a decision to get involved tonight. That you will give by God's grace for foreign missions, stateside missions, in Maranatha Baptist Church. And let the Lord bless you and continue to bless you as you do what He has called you to do. Hey, listen, the church of Philippi had given a very gracious offering. And Paul was thankful. And he encouraged them. And I encourage you to. Church, thank you. If there's one thing that I could accomplish tonight by being here, I know I've said a lot, but if Pastor said, Brother Jennings, you got two words that you can say when you get up tonight, it would be this: thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, folks, and we couldn't have done what we have done without you, and I mean that. And we will continue as God gives grace. Be an extension of this ministry. I believe that. As the Lord leads and gives clarity. And all the other missionaries, I know if they were here tonight, they would say the same thing. Church, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to do what God has called us to do by being faithful here on the home base, at the home front, so that we could go reach many with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father, you know your servants here. You know the needs. Lord, I believe your church has been faithful. I believe Maranatha has been faithful. And you know better than any, Lord. And I just claim that promise on their behalf tonight, Lord. I pray that you would supply all their need. And thankfully, it's according to your glory, to your riches and glory, Almighty God, which are unlimited. Lord, we just pray that you'd continue to help us to keep our eternal perspective, our eternal vision. Help us to continually stay involved in reaching this world for your glory and grace. And we'll thank you for what you do now. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor.